Counted the cost. Right. Sounds like you've already been dealing with this. Have you counted the cost?
Counted the cost of
being a disciple. Being a disciple of Christ. Jesus said to this guy, "Come follow me." And what did the guy say about his dad? Let me go back and
bury my dad.
What did Jesus say?
He said, "Let the dead bury their own dead."
Oh, meaning don't go back. You don't need anything. Just be my disciple.
Basically, what it means is like, okay, your mom and dad, you mentioned them. You love them. You're close to them. Absolutely. If they claim this false Jesus and this worldliness and you preach the gospel to them and they don't repent, if you stay next to them, united to them, what's going to happen to you?
I can lose my own salvation over that.
Would you be biblical and holy if you're linked to? Paul says bad associations corrupt.
But Romans, it's your mother and your father, so how can you disassociate
Romans 16, 17 says, mark those that cause division by leaving sound doctrine and avoid them. So that's them. Jesus said in Matthew 10, did he come to bring unity or a sword to divide? And he said, I come to separate mother from daughter, father from son.
He did say that.
You only honor godly parents in the Lord. If they're ungodly parents, Christ says, come, you'll find new family.
Unless you hate your father or mother.
That's why Jesus said in, this guy talking to me, this large man that was talking to me, was very nice. But he said, oh man, he said, I'm going to make it, no problem, I'm going to make it. Jesus said, strive to enter through the straight way. Many will try and they can't. What does that word strive mean to you? Does that sound like a cakewalk? And this will help you. Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus' yoke and easy is light. His burden is light. You know what makes this walk heavy? When we live in the flesh. It'll be hard for you to give up your family and your parents if you live in your flesh. If you live in the spirit, you'll be already gone down the road, living for the kingdom of God. But you're going to go in your flesh and your mom will cry and, oh, this is hard because I like this stuff. Get out of the flesh and walk in the spirit. You'll never die gracefully and bravely for God if you live in the flesh. You will die that way if you live in the spirit, because you're already thinking about the next place. So that's the key. Don't walk in the flesh. Walk in the spirit. Surrender your life. Lose it. You guys already know each other. That's awesome. Sounds like you're both on the same path. You know us. I'd love to Bible study encourage you guys long distance. I would. I would love to Bible study with you, Facebook message, videos to say hi, text. Here's what I encourage people to do. Everyday accountability.
Every day.
Hebrews 3:13. Exhort each other daily, lest the deceitfulness of sin comes in. And what that means is we don't stand around and talk for 3 hours every day. Everybody's got work and life. We can communicate. We could send scriptures. Hey, how are you guys doing? Hey, brother, this scripture spoke to me. Hey, I got this question. Hey, I got this testimony. And when you're connected with God's people, it has this pulling along effect where you got accountability.
So
and
you must have all that established already.
I've got a few believers. I got a few believers that I'm connected to. It's a small handful. It's not a lot of people. Look around you. How many holy people do you see lifting up Christ crucified? Not many. You see a bunch of worldly people. But that accountability helps you to follow Christ with all that you are. And then if you love your brothers, you don't want to go into sin, because if you go into sin, your brothers say, I can't be united to you anymore.
Boo-hoo.
That's how body discipline works. So if we're all united as brothers, and if I go into sin, you don't just keep hanging out with me. You deal with my sin, call me out of it. What if I don't leave it?
Walk away.
And then I have to deal with, I don't have brothers because of my sin. That should cause me to be convicted. I think they do that. They let everybody live any way they want. They want unity at any cost.
That's part of their selling point.
It is.
That's how they get so many people in here.
It is. Why do you think Jesus called pastors hirelings? Because they make money. They're hired to do it.
Yep.
They're false. They're not of God. Calling people to people in America to repentance. Do you know the biblical Savior? Jesus says, walk in holiness and obedience. You can't follow Christ and the world. We just want people to go and test themselves to the Word of God.
I suppose you got a lot of people that walk through here and they're just straight mockers. They don't even have a clue how to relate that sign to this.
No, because they don't know the true God. They know this. They have a false God.
When I saw this, that's absolutely true. When I came here last year and I listened to Skillet on Saturday night, I've never heard of Skillet before until last year. Everybody in the audience was doing this, which I happen to know means rock on, but it also means hail Satan. And they were all doing that symbol, And I'm looking around, and it's just, I can sense it.
It's not going to be like that in heaven.
It's the sense that I have, and I can just feel it. It's
worldliness.
Godly.
Look at how they're dressed. Look at how they act. Look at how they live. Those same people go out into the world to partake in the world's culture and do all the things the world does, and they say that they're loving God there. We were at a Skillet concert in Nebraska last year. I got the video. It's surreal. It's dark. We stayed because there was a bunch of streetlights. I normally don't preach after dark. Nothing good happens after dark, but I thought, it's a Christian concert, no drinking. If I get beat up, there's probably chances I won't hear in the dark. We had some streetlights. I did have to deal with three drunks. I don't know where they came from. Skillet is playing like in that field over there, and you can see the lights. And I'm witnessing to this guy on this boat dock, and he's listening to me like you guys. And I'm preaching to him, and my wife's got the video camera going, and I'm preaching righteousness and truth to this guy. And Skillet, their lights and the music. And then while I'm witnessing, Skillet starts yelling, "Do you feel it? Do you feel invincible?" It's demonic.
That is the exact song that I also have video footage of from here last year on a Saturday. It was "I Am Invincible." Nowhere in the song did it talk about Jesus. There was another song, something about being a monster. I feel like a monster.
Yep.
A monster. It's demonic. That's of Satan. Yes. What is the word monster doing in a
Satan has created
it made
a counterfeit.
No sense to me.
He's created a counterfeit. Just look at that.
Yeah.
That's the out of the heart.
I don't have any tattoos, but a lot of people
out
do.
Of the heart.
But you're right. You can just look at somebody usually typically,
and they're rampantly living as a worldly, decadent person. That's what this is all about. Flesh and worldliness and sin. This is not the biblical savior. This is a false counterfeit Christianity that won't save anybody, and they will defend those groups because they love their flesh and they love their sin. And so you have to let go of all of that, and you have to say, "Father, your will, not my will." And you have to die to